and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly God is great. Yes, He's so greatly to be praised. For truly this is the day, yes it is, that the Lord has made. Come on, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we give you praise, glory, and honor because you're great and you're so greatly to be praised. Father God, I ask that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, O God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, increase within us more knowledge, revelation, wisdom, but most of all, understanding of your word. Increase within us, O God, your power, O God. Increase within us, God, your wisdom and knowledge, God. Increase within us, God, everything that you want us to have, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you because we see how you moving in the earth realm, oh God. And God, we thank you for elevation in the spirit realm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask, oh God, that you would touch somebody's body on today, God. Lord, somebody is racking in pain, God, silent pain, oh God. But God, I pray that you would touch them, oh God, because we know you as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that healeth thee. God, you never come short of your word, God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We give you all the glory, oh God. Lord, we love you with an everlasting love that cannot and will not be compared to man. And God, with that, we say thank you. We thank you for your divine power that supersedes everything, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for food on our table and roof over our heads, God. Even for the little things we take for granted, God, we thank you, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Psalm 97, verse 5. That's a division of Psalm 97 and 5. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic on this morning is, mountains melt. Mountains melt. Psalm 97 and 5 declares, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. This verse highlights the absolute power, holiness, and sovereignty of God. It also lets us know that even in the most stable and solemn elements of nature, which is the mountains, cannot withstand His presence and His majesty. So as we break this verse down, we see that God has divine power. We already know God has divine power. And He said He's melting the mountains like wax. And this demonstrates and this shows the divine presence of God, that it brings a transformation and it overrides the strongest earthly obstacles. Mountains are known as the strongest earthly obstacles, which is made of a solid rock. I know some of you have went to other states and other cities and seen mountains and how they are formed and they are built on a solid rock. And when God's presence brings, it says the presence brings a transformation. So when God's presence brings transformation, This initiates change from within. Come on here, somebody. Shifting a person from shame to glory. Mm-hmm. From fear to confidence. And from self-reliance to reflecting Christ's character. Uh-huh. So, the transformation involves renewing the mind and aligning purpose with God's will and purifying the heart, frequently leading to a deeper sensitivity to sin, and you will no longer have that desire to sin anymore, but a desire for holiness. So I know you're wondering, how is this relating to the mountains waxing? Mountains is a stone, obstacles. Anything that is in your life, that is hindering you from getting into the presence of God, God will remove it. Come on here, somebody. It is hindering you from getting what you need. That is an obstacle that will not allow you to come into the glory of God, would not remove the fear so that you will have confidence. Uh-huh. That is the obstacle that is reflecting on what you did so that you would not experience the presence of God. And that's what a mountain is. It withholds you back. It will block you from getting what you need. And we have mountains in our lives. Yes, we do. But the divine power of God removes it through a transformation. And it also has a restoration, because individuals move from being defined by past failures to being recognized as a new creation. And this often results in a deep inward confidence rather than insecurity. And once you go through the transformation, that's when God's glory, you are reflecting God's glory, just like Moses. Because individuals may bear the radiance of God's presence, impacting their environment and causing them to reflect God's character. And once again, this is going through a transformation. And then you have a renewed purpose and a power. Just like Saul became Paul, he encountered God's presence, transforms, and he was empowered. And he also empowered individuals with a new mission and a new boldness, shifting them from working for their own plans to fulfilling God's purposes. And then also, when you go through the supernatural transformation, you are no longer the same. This change, let me tell you something, people of God, is not achieved through willpower, but through beholding God in worship, in prayer, in scripture, making it a natural byproduct of proximity to only Him. When you go through the transformation, you are no longer what you used to be, but you are a new creature. So, people of God, I want you to understand this. Mountains represent problems that look permanent, and they also look immovable, because it might be a mountain of depression. It might be a mountain of insecurity, addiction, lack, or anxiety. It looks as though it could never change. But there is no mountain God can't melt. And He can melt it to the point that there is no more sign of it. You would never have to deal with it again. It may not have happened yet, but this is a new day, people of God. God is doing a new thing. He will not allow any obstacle to keep you from your destiny. So what God put in your heart will still come to pass. the dreams he's given you will still be completed. Now, listen to me well. Now, do your part and start declaring God's favor and power. Speak to the mountain. The primary scripture where Jesus instructs to speak to your mountain is Mark 11:23. It states that if you have faith and do not doubt, you can command a mountain to be lifted and thrown into the sea, and it will be done. I read it from the New International Version. You see, this teaching emphasizes using spoken faith to overcome obstacles. God is not just going to melt a mountain. He's going to match you. If you have faith to believe that he's going to melt it, you should already have faith to believe if you speak it, it's going to go. God is not going to move in the midst of your doubt. Come on here, somebody. Because you just a null and void. Start declaring his promises. Speak what he says about you. I can do all things through Christ. There's nothing too difficult for my God. And people are going to start thanking God that it's going to happen. You may not see it, you may not feel it, but I know it's going to happen. Start thanking him. Give him an advance praise. So as you keep God's word in your heart, God promises it will prevail. Not the sickness, not the trouble, not the fear, but he will melt the obstacle that is set to defeat you. You will be victorious. You will come out on top. You don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to fear. You don't have no reason to step back. You have the authority. You just got to know who you are and what you possess. My God, let us pray. Father, thank you that no matter how big the mountain of obstacles are, we have your promise that you will melt it down. But also you told us that we have authority to speak to it, and that you, we know, God, that you will match us, God, that you will move according to our faith. God, we thank you that what has held us back would not limit us anymore. God, we receive this by faith, and we look forward to how you would turn it around for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5. This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevel.
Good morning, good morning. What a blessing to be able to come on and be a witness for my Lord and Savior.